Jan, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Benji. How are you?
Fantastic. So, a couple of interesting stories, particularly if you are a DSTV subscriber. Somebody used, first of all, I need to know how they came up with this term, Google dorking. I don't even know what that is. to hack into DSTV to get passwords and stuff. What is going on about that?
Yeah, it was such an interesting story. So we had a cybersecurity conference last week, and one of the speakers there was Bright Gameli Mawudor. He works for Internet Solutions in Kenya. He's also a security researcher. He loves doing it, so he does it in his spare time. Is a founder of a thing called Africa Hack On. And so at his talk at the conference, he was talking about how he got these credentials for the MultiChoice network on the open internet. So I sat down and I asked him about it. And this is what Google dorking is. It's a way to use Google's advanced search operators to find information on the internet, on the open internet, that people don't think is searchable necessarily. And so in this particular case, so he's given examples in previous talks where you can actually come across media, pirate media, or media, not necessarily pirate, but media that's been ripped and uploaded to someone's media server that they don't realize is exposed to the open internet. And then you can just download the media from their server. In this particular case, though, he was in another live demo. He was busy demonstrating how Google dorking works. And so he's like, oh, let me show you how easy it is, for example, to get a list of Netflix credentials or Hulu credentials. This is how attackers get credentials to stream without having to pay for it, or to hack into people's accounts and do, you know, nasty things to it. And while we're at it, oh, let's look at what DSTV is, or what the credentials we can find for DSTV. And one of the first results was this file on a forgotten web server that contained credentials to log into to the MultiChoice like live network. And so I should now say here that since this MultiChoice has contacted me and said that the credentials that Bright got was not for any live production systems, but Bright contends this. He says that he was able to log into like a live SuperSport broadcast and actually change what was being shown at any given moment. So obviously he reported this to MultiChoice. They came to some kind of agreement to do a coordinated disclosure. MultiChoice took the web server offline, and so he's able to talk about how he found these credentials just on the open internet. And it's not that dissimilar to a story of the Master Deeds leak that we reported on not so long ago, where the ID information of just about every single South African was in a database dump on a web server somewhere for a real estate company. And, you know, they had effectively leaked the private information of every single South African to the open internet, like over 60 million records, so some alive and some dead South Africans even. And this is the kind of thing that researchers like Bright want to draw attention to, is that these kinds of basic slip-ups really need to be prevented.
Absolutely.
In MultiChoice's case, it could have been pretty bad, whereas in the Master Deeds case, you know, an unthinking developer uploaded a file and it was really, really bad. It affected everybody. In MultiChoice's case, it would have only affected it, not everybody, but it's still something that needs to be tested for and prevented.
Now, Jan, it looks like your Xbox might be listening to you.
Yeah, Microsoft has joined. I laugh because this is not the first time we've had a story like this. So I need to preface this by saying that Microsoft is not the only company who's been caught out doing this. It's only the latest company. And what they do is every time, and I'm going to make everybody's phones go crazy, every time you say, hey Siri, or okay Google, and you say something, that what you say is being transmitted to that company's server. And you have opted in to having that speech, that voice command that you upload analyzed after the fact. And so what they do is they get armies and armies of data labelers, effectively, to listen to the audio recordings. Not every single one of them, obviously. They take a snapshot. And then they transcribe them so that they can use them to better train their AIs. And so this was whistleblown with Microsoft and Xbox. The fact that children may be involved, I think, made the case
made the case worse.
Sorry, yes, I'm having another Skype call come in. That's what distracted me there for a second. Yes, it makes the case worse. But certainly, Microsoft not the only ones doing it. Google does it. Amazon did it. All these other companies, Google and Microsoft and Facebook, they've been pretty apologetic about it. Amazon has said, yeah, we're doing it. And that's just the way things are going to be. Microsoft, for Skype, in the past, it has actually changed its privacy policy to be more explicit. So it didn't really change anything. So it doesn't listen to Skype calls. For Skype auto translate. It sometimes does the transcription thing to make its auto translator better. For that particular service, it adjusted its privacy policy to make it clearer that they will do this. They are going to listen to people's audio recordings. So yeah, the next time you speak to your smart speaker, know that some poor soul somewhere might have to listen to you, to transcribe it so they can feed it to whoever's AI so that it can be better in future.
I definitely am messing up somebody's AI somewhere or other. Yeah, and that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Yeah, it's a huge pleasure. Have a great show further.
Thanks so much, Jan Vermeulen there from My Broadband.